Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
The brothers have asked me multiple times what song I would like to sing for this morning.
弟兄问过好几次说今天早晨要唱怎样的诗歌。
And I said to them, you know, I don't really have a song. Let the song leader choose a song.
那我就说我没有什么特别的诗歌，但就让领诗的选就好。
So while before the meeting started, while we were praying in there,
在这聚会开始之前，当我们在那边祷告的时候
，And the Lord gave me a song.
主就赐给我一个诗歌。
It's this song, the refrain of that song.
实际上就是我们刚才唱这诗歌的副歌。
That all that thrills my soul is Jesus.
也就是唯主耶稣基督牧我心灵。
And that He is the first among thousands.
他是千万人中最美的。
So in a very personal way, the Lord showed to me that He is with me this morning.
可以说因为透过我这样非常个人的经历，主向我告诉我说他在这里。
And I pray that, through this little time that we have, that the Lord will find a way, to show you that He is also with you this morning.
愿意也借这短短的时间，主也向你显现他在你那里。
And this morning I would like to, fellowship with brothers and sisters on a topic called A Life of Fullness.
今天早晨和弟兄姐妹交通的是一个丰盛的
And we'll read a few Bible verses, first from the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
我们要读几页经文，第一段是腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13.
第十一节到第十三节。
The Apostle Paul said, Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased.And I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
In verse 18, Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God.
18节，但我样样都有，并且有余。我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳、所悦纳的祭物。
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10.
约翰福音十章十节。
The Lord Jesus said, The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏。我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
In the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 9 and 10.
哥罗西书第二章第九第十节。
The Apostle Paul said, For in him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him.Who is the head of all principalities and power?
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Now when Paul wrote, that portion of the scripture in Philippians,
当保罗写腓立比书那段经文的时候
and he was in the, jail in Rome.
他那时候是在罗马被囚在监牢里面。
And in earlier in Ephesians, he said he was someone who potentially faces the death penalty.
在腓立比书前面他有说过他是一个面对死刑的人。
And he had served the Lord for many years.
他侍奉主已经许多年。
And yet he was imprisoned for the sake of the gospel.
但是他为着福音的缘故却被下在监里。
And that time, the church in Philippi, through this brother Epaphroditus, had sent Paul some gifts.
那时候在腓立比的聚会借着以巴弗提弟兄呢送给保罗一些礼物。
And as Paul had received these gifts, he had written this portion of the scripture back to the church in Philippi.
所以当保罗接受到这些礼物的时候，他就写这段经文回应腓立比的教会。
In the letter of the Philippians, Paul described his life.
在给写给腓立比教会的书信里面，保罗描述他自己的生活。
He told us that he once lived a life of abundance.
保罗描述他自己的生命，他说他是过着一个丰富的生命。
He was someone who has wind at the beginning of the life.
他可以说是他在起跑点上就已经得到一个得胜的生命。
He was very well born.
因为他是在生在一个很好的家庭。
In Hebrew of the Hebrews.
他是希伯来里面的希伯来人。
And that his family raised him very well.
他的家庭也把他教养得非常好。
And that not only that, he worked very hard in his later days.
不仅如此，他后来呢也非常的努力。
That he was more zealous than all his contemporaries.
因为他说到他比他同辈的人都更热心。
And that and he had a zeal for God.
因为他向着神有热心。
And that but he told us that after he come to know the Lord Jesus.
但是保罗告诉我们说，当他认识到主耶稣之后
，He made a discovery.
他发现一件事
，That once the things he counted as gain.He now sees them as loss.
那就是他发现一件事，就是他以前以为有益的，现在都当作有损的。
So here Paul says, fullness and abundance of life is not a materialistic thing.
所以我们看见保罗在这里讲到一个丰盛的生命，并不是讲到在物质上的丰富。
And it is not a things that man has created.
并不是说人能够创造这样的一个生命。
It is not his achievements in Judaism.
也不是他在犹太教里面所获得的成就。
Even after he became an apostle,
甚至在他成为使徒之后
，and he has preached the gospel far and near,
他也传福音传到近处，传到远处。
And even for that accomplishment, he does not consider that as his fullness.
甚至就算那传福音的成就，他也不觉得那是他的丰盛。
But he has found a contentment.In his life.
但是他却在生活里面，在生命里面找到一个满足。
A contentment that he says in whatever circumstance.
就他保罗说在无论什么境况
whether in need or in abundance.
或是在缺乏或是有余。
Whether is hungry or in fullness.
或是饥饿或是饱足。
Whatever state he is in.
不论在什么样的境况。
Whatever circumstances he is in.
不管在什么样的光景
，He has found a secret that make him content.
他找到一个这秘诀叫他能够满足。
So let us have a look how he defines fullness.
所以让我们来首先看看保罗怎么来界定这个丰盛。
In verse 18, Paul says, "Indeed, I have all and abound."
在第四章十八节那里，保罗又讲到说，我样样都有，并且有余。
Now, he says this under the circumstances of his different troubles in life.
因为他说这时候他正在经历生命里面很多困难。
For all the things that the apostle faced, he said, I am full and have extra.
那在保罗在面对这么多困难里面，他仍然可以说我样样都有，并且有余。
That he has found Christ to be the source of his fullness.
因为他发现基督是他那满足的泉源。
That because Christ is in him, he is able to say that in whatever circumstance, he is full and abound.
因为基督在他里面，所以保罗可以这样说，在任何境况他都有，而且有余。
Indeed, in the book of Philippians, we find that Paul had different aspects of abundance.
的确在腓立比书里面我们看见保罗说了很多的丰盛。
Many of us read the letter and we find this word joy.
我们读这书信的时候我们也发现这个字喜乐。
And Paul preached the gospel.
保罗传福音。
And that was his joy.
这是保罗的喜悦。
And Paul later found that someone preached the gospel not according to his ways.
那后来保罗发现有人传福音不是照着保罗的方法。
But Paul said, regardless, but Christ was preached And I rejoice.
但是保罗说，不管怎样，基督被传开了，我就喜乐。
And Paul later said, in my tribulations, I rejoice greatly.
那保罗接着就说，在我极大的患难里面，我仍然有大的喜乐。
And he encouraged the brothers and sisters to rejoice and rejoice again.
所以他就鼓励弟兄姐妹们要喜乐，要更加的喜乐。
And he says, rejoice greatly in the Lord.
要在主里面大大喜乐。
So first we find this abundance and this fullness in joy.
所以我们首先看到这个丰盛的讲道就是喜乐。
And then we find peace.
然后我们接着看见平安。
You see, Paul said that may the God of peace guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
因为我们看见保罗在那里说，愿赐平安的神保守你们的心怀意念。
And that, above and beyond all kinds of circumstances that he will guard you.
所以在无论什么样的情况里面，神会来保守你们。
Not only we will have the peace of God,
不仅我们得到神的平安。
But then Paul said, may the God of peace be with you.
保罗也说，愿神的神所赐的平安，
赐平安的神，
赐平安的神与你同在。
So brothers and sisters, you can see that not only he has peace, but he abounds in it.
所以我们看见不仅保罗有这个平安，而且他有这个丰盛的平安。
And in other letters, we discover that Paul said, grace is sufficient for me.
在其他的书信，我们看见保罗说，主的恩典是够我使用的。
That in my weakness, I have found an abundance and fullness of grace.
因为在我的软弱里面，我发现那极大极丰富的恩典。
And in the Gospel of John, that we discover that when the Lord Jesus tabernacled among men,
因为我们在约翰福音看见说，当主耶稣基督支搭帐幕在人间的时候
，and that we have received from him grace to grace，
我们从他丰满的恩典里面领受了，并且恩上加恩。
It is we received some portion of grace， and we discovered the Lord continue to pile on grace upon grace to us。
所以就是说，我们领受这一份恩典，但是我们发现主耶稣基督在这恩典上再加上恩典。
So we can find that throughout the Bible we get this picture that God enable us to live a life of fullness。
所以我们看见在整本圣经里面，我们发现神鼓励我们过一个丰富的生命。
You know, for the Chinese people,
我们对中国人而言
，some of us during the Chinese New Year have this custom.
在我们当中有些人在过春节的时候呢，有这样一个习俗。
And we have a big banquet.
我们享受一个很大的宴席。
But usually on that banquet there is a fish.
通常在那宴席里面不可少的就是鱼。
And the Chinese word fish sounds like abundance, extra.
因为我们知道中文字里面这个鱼和那个丰盛多余这个鱼是同音的。
Which means it's a blessing to the family.
换句话说这是一个给这个家庭的祝福。
That not only we have enough for the Chinese day, Chinese New Year day,
所以不仅是我们今天在春节的时候有这样丰盛的筵席。
Not only we all eat and are full today,
不仅我们今天能够吃得饱足
，but throughout this year，
但是在这要来的一年里面
，until we meet again next year， we would have not only fullness but have abundance。
不，直到我们明年过春节的时候，我们不仅是能够有吃的，而且有吃的有余。
In the Bible, the Lord Jesus performed the miracle of the five bread and the two fish。
在圣经里面我们看见主耶稣基督行了这五饼二鱼的神迹。
That day we remember that there was a multitude of people following the Lord.
我们发现在那一天有一大群人是跟着耶稣的。
And when the day was late, when it starts to get late, the Lord Jesus saw there's so many people.
当那天晚的时候主耶稣基督看到这一大群的人。
And he asked his disciples, what about these people?
所以他就问门徒说这些人你要怎么样弄
You know, the disciples said, we should, you know, while we still have time, send them away.
所以门徒回答说当我们现在还有时间的时候应该把这些人差他们回去。
So that they can go find food for themselves.
那好像这些人他们自己可以去找食物吃。
But the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, no, 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 you feed them.
但是主耶稣基督告诉这些门徒说不你们喂他们吧。
And then the disciples get their pockets out.
那门徒看看自己的口袋。
This is all we have.
这只是我们所有的就这些。
This is not enough to buy food for this many people.
我们这些银钱不够买这么多食物喂养这些人。
And finally, they found five fish and two bread. Right? Sorry, did I get that wrong? Anyway.
后来他们找一找，发现他们有五饼二鱼。
And the Lord Jesus took these.
那主耶稣基督就拿了这五饼二鱼。
And the Bible says he gave thanks.
那圣经上讲说主耶稣祝谢了。
And he started to break.
他开始拨开这饼。
And as he break, he passed this unto the disciples.
当他拨开饼的时候，他把这些就递给了门徒。
And his disciples go row to row, people to people, and supply them.
那门徒就走到那一排一排的人群里面，把这些饼递给他们。
And in the end, they made sure that everybody has ate and was full.
到了最后，他们确定每一个人都吃了，而且吃饱了。
They asked around every single person, "Are you full?"
他们就问每一个人说，你们吃饱了吗？
And every one of them said, "I am so full. One more bite, I could explode."
每个人都说我吃得非常的饱，我再也吃不下了。
So then the Lord Jesus said, "Don't let the extras go to waste. Let's gather them up together."
然后主耶稣基督说，不要把那些多余的糟蹋了，把它们收集起来。
And then we discovered they gathered together 12 baskets full of bread.
那我们发现圣经上记载说，他们那收集了12篮满满的篮子。
Brothers and sisters, when the Son of God on this earth was supplying to people,
弟兄姐妹们，当神的儿子在这地上供应人的需要的时候，
he demonstrated this principle that not only he gave enough, but he gave abundantly.
他显明了这个原则，就是他不仅给人，而且是给得极丰富。
You know, when we go to the grocery store,
当我们去杂货店的时候，
and when you at the checkout counter, you're trying to put the things you bought onto your bags.
当你在那个走出的地方，你要计算这些你买的东西的时候，
when you try to put your things into your bag,
当你把这些东西放到你带来的袋子的时候，
sometimes you discover, "Oh no, I bought too much."
有时候你发现说，哦，我买太多了。
And I don't have enough bag to hold this.
我带来袋子不够装这些东西。
So what do you do?
所以你怎么做呢？
You try to push the food in, right?
所以你就想说，尽量能够把这个买的东西压在袋子里面。
You try to shake your bag a little bit.
然后你想要摇一摇你的袋子，能够松一点，让它有一些空间。
And then you discover still your groceries piled over the top.
然后你还发现，就算你这样做的时候，你买的东西仍然是超过袋子。
And it still runs over the side.
那超过袋子所能装的，所以就流出来了。
And in the Bible, in the Gospels, Lord Jesus said, God gave us in a way of pressed down, shaken together, and yet running over.
然后在圣经上，我们看见主耶稣有这样说过：神给我们的就是连摇带按，上尖下流。
This is what the Apostle Paul said, "Indeed, I have all and abound."
这也正是使徒保罗所说的。 我不但有，而且有余。
We all remember the very famous Bible verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 37.
我们都很熟悉在罗马书第8章37节那里讲到的。
You know, the apostle said that in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
因为保罗在那里说到说，在这一切的事上，我们都是得胜有余。
What are all these things?
这一切的事是什么呢？
Was Paul very vague on all these things?
保罗在讲到说，这一切的事情他是不是非常的模糊呢？
No, he was very clear.
不，保罗在这里讲得非常的清楚。
Because in the next verse he said,
因为在下一节他讲到,
whether in death, in life, in angels, principalities, power, things present, things to come, height and depth, and any other created thing.
因为保罗在那里讲到说，不论是死，是生，是天使，是主治的，有能的，是现今的事，是将来的事，不论是在高处或是低处，或是一切受造的事。
Paul named everything that he can possibly name.
保罗把他 能够想到的所有都提出来了。
He has provided us with a view of our circumstances.
因为保罗在这里让我们稍微看见我们会面临到的光景。
Of every possible scenario that can happen in our life.
就是在我们的生活里面一切可能会发生的情况。
In every possible hindrance in the Christian life.
在我们基督徒的生命里面一切有可能遇到的困难。
And he named the names of every enemy that you can possibly name.
保罗把那所有可能的仇敌的名字都记录下来。
And he said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
然后保罗说在这一切的事上我们都得胜有余了。
You know, our Lord, our God does not just want us to be a small victor.
也你们知道吗？我们的神不要叫我们只是仅仅得胜。
Because our Lord Jesus, He Himself is not a small victor.
因为我们主耶稣基督他自己不是一个仅仅得胜的而已。
Oh, when we share the gospel, we say the verse like this.
当我们分享福音的时候，我们说
，Where sin abounded, grace abounded much more.
罪在哪里显多，恩典在那里显得更多。
And this is the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这正是我们主耶稣基督的救恩。
That He does not just make us equal. He does not just wipe clean our sin.
他不仅只是把我们的罪洗净而已。
But He gave us grace upon our salvation.
他在我们的救恩上面又加上恩典。
That He has given life everlasting.
他乃是给我们的永远的生命。
So we see that our God desires us to be not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror.
所以我们看见神要我们的不仅仅得胜而已，而是得胜有余。
Let me raise an analogy for you.
然后我在这里做一个比喻。
In a basketball game.
在那个一个篮球比赛。
Okay. If the outcome is 100 versus 50,Then this is a great victory.
如果那个比数是100对50的话，这是一个大胜。
Now in this word we can say winning by a mile.
我们可以说这是大胜。
Okay. But in basketball there is a very unique rule.
但是在篮球比赛里面有一个很特别的规则。
You know, the game would end when the buzzer sounds.
当那个响声响起的时候这个比赛就结束了。
But as soon as the buzzer sound, but as soon as the basketball left your hand,
但是在那钟声响起之前，只要那个球已经离了球员的手
，If this basketball could go into the hoop,
如果那个球能够进了篮的话
，You get the point.
那分数还算。
So you can find this on the internet.
在网络上你可以找出很多这样的影片。
That people has gathered together all these last fraction of a second scoring of the basket.
因为很多人把这些影片收集起来，就是在那最后一秒钟把球投进篮里的情况。
You see these two teams after this entire game, it came out a tie game.
因为比如说两个队伍，他们本来是平手的。
Nobody is winning.
没有一个队是胜过另外一队。
But at this last moment,
但就在那最后一刻
，this last fraction of a second,
就在最后那一秒短出比一秒还短的时间里面
，somebody on this team threw the basket.
在这个队伍里有一个人把球投出去了。
And you can hear this entire basketball court go silent.
那时候你可以看见整个球场看球人都安静下来。
And everybody's eyes is on the ball.
因为每个人这时候都定睛看那个球。
And then suddenly you hear this sound.
那突然你会看见大的欢呼声。
No, you hear this unique sound of the ball going into the hoop.
然后你会听见那个很特别的声音，就是球进了篮了。
And then this entire audience erupt in cheer.
这时候整个观众呢就欢呼起来。
This is a victory!
这得胜了。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
，This is a victory, a winning by a nose.
但是这只是险胜。
In our Christian life,
在我们基督徒的生命里面
，we have victories.
我们是有得胜。
But at least for myself, I discovered that many of my victories not only a rare occasion sometimes, but they are just winning by a nose.
但是我发现在我的生活里面呢，是或许会有得胜的时候，但是每次得胜都是好像险胜。
When I met someone who mistreats me,
当我遇到一个人对我不好的时候，
you know, I know the Bible says I need to love the person.
那我知道圣经上告诉我们说我应当爱那个人。
So I need to find ways to love this not very pleasant person.
所以我必须找一个方法能够爱这个叫我 不可爱的人。
So I start to walk around in my room.
那这时候我就在我的房间里面踱来踱去。
I start holding my fist.
我就握起拳来。
Now I can't punch the person, so I punch my table.
我不能打那个人，所以我只能打自己桌子。
I gnash my teeth.
我就咬牙。
And I was able to, you know, not give him a hard time.
那我就能稍微控制住，不给那个人难堪。
But brothers and sisters, when my heart boils,
但弟兄姐妹们，我的心却是在沸腾的。
I find the victory, even though it is possible, it is not a more than conqueror type of victory.
但我发现我虽然是得胜，但是却不是使徒保罗说那个得胜有余。
And I discovered that in the natural life, in the life of a natural man, we can just win by a nose.
那我发现说在我们天然的肉身里面，我们或许会得胜，但是却是险胜。
Right. On the cross, the Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross,
在十字架上，当我们主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，
people was laughing at him.
众人在嘲笑他。
And they said, Hey, if you are the Christ, come down.
因为他们嘲笑耶稣说，你若是基督，就从那里下来。
If you come down, I believe you.
你若下来，我就信你。
This is a very ridiculous saying.
这是非常嘲笑人的话。
You know, consider the Lord Jesus the previous night. He was dragged around here to there.
因为我们知道在前一晚上，主耶稣基督被拉到那边去。
And he was mocked, laughed at, beaten.
因为他被凌辱，他被嘲弄，他被击打。
He was shamed in all ways, in every possible way.
因为他在 各方面都被嘲弄。
Now that eventually he's hurt, he's nailed on the cross.
那到了 至终，他现在肉体受了苦，在钉在十字架上。
And he had to listen to this?
他还要听这些嘲弄的话。
You know, the Lord Jesus could just come down.
我想主耶稣基督是可以下来的。
Show him who's the boss.
可以向他们告诉他们说谁是老板。
Show him who's Christ.
向他们显现谁是基督。
And then he could go back up.
那他可以再回去。
You know, this is the thought of me, a very limited man.
但是这是我这一个非常有限制的人的一个想法。
A very natural man.
这是一个天然人的一个想法。
But our Lord Jesus on the cross, when he heard these sayings,
但是我们主耶稣基督当他听见这些嘲笑他的话，
he said, O Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing.
那他却说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus showed to us this life of fullness.
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣基督他自己亲身向我们见证了这一个丰盛的生命。
That grace was able to overcome the mockery.
那就是说恩典可以胜过那些嘲笑他的人。
That prayer can overcome the unbelieving heart.
那这些祷告可以胜过那不信的人。
That good can overcome evil.
而善是可以胜过恶的。
We thank the Lord Jesus that this very life of the Lord Jesus today is in us.
我们感谢主，这一个主耶稣基督的生命今天也在你我里面。
That this life in us is to demonstrate this fact that not only we have all, but we have abundant.
但在我们这里面这个生命，我们必须要能够见证，就是不仅我们是有，而且是有余。
Brothers and sisters, when I thought of this,I give thanks to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当我想到这事的时候，我就感谢主耶稣。
Because in my life of poverty, spiritual poverty, The Lord Jesus showed to me this wonderful grace.
因为在我们生命里面，贫穷的属灵生命里面，主耶稣基督把这个丰盛显给我们。
That where the natural man has barely enough to get by.
当我们作为天然的时候，天然人的光景，我们好像才是稍微能够过去而已。
And that is not the way how we live the Christian life.
但是这样一个过生活的方式，并不是我们应当过基督徒生活的方式。
And our Savior has provided with a salvation that is able to deliver us from our natural man.
因为我们的救主他给我们这样一个生命，能够叫我们脱离这天然的生命。
That the spiritual life, this life of fullness, is able to overcome my life of poverty.
这个属灵的生命，这个丰盛的生命，可以胜过我们这属灵的贫穷。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 10,
弟兄姐妹们，当主耶稣基督在约翰福音第十章里面说
He said, I have come so that my sheep, my people may have life and life more abundantly.
因为那里主耶稣说他来了是要叫他的百姓能够得着更丰盛的生命。
You know, it is not our plan. It is not our pursuit. It does not originate from us to desire for this fullness.
我们知道吗？这其实并不是我们自己的计划，我们自己的追求，所以我们要来得这个丰富的生命。
But because the Lord Jesus in him, he had a desire.
乃是在主耶稣基督里面，他有这样一个渴慕。
In the heart of our Lord Jesus, he had a plan, he had a purpose that we can live in the fullness of life.
因为在主耶稣基督的计划里面，他愿意我们过一个丰盛的生命。
And that he has come.To enable us to live a life of fullness.
因为他来是要叫我们能够过一个有一个丰盛的生命。
And that not only in the Lord Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
不仅神本性一切的丰盛是有形有体居住在主里面。
Not only Christ is the fullness of God.
不仅基督他自己是神的丰盛。
Not only Christ has the fullness of God.
不仅基督自己有神的丰盛
，and that Paul says in Christ you are made complete。
而保罗甚至说，在基督里面我们也得着丰盛。
That in Christ we become full，
就是在基督里面我们有丰富。
So brothers and sisters, this is the will of God that we live a life of fullness。
所以弟兄姐妹们，这乃是神的旨意，他要我们过一个有丰富生命的生活。
That only when we liveIn this way,
只有当我们是这样生活的时候
，we have met the purpose of God.
然后我们才能够说我们达到了神的旨意。
Only when we live out this life that is in us, then we can say, "Oh, this is the eternal will of God demonstrated in me."
只有当我们能够把这个丰富的生命活出来，我们才可以说。是的，神的旨意在我们身上显明了。
That our God desires for His people to possess this life, to enjoy this life, and to live this life.
我们的神愿意他的百姓拥有这生命，得着这生命，并且活出这生命。
Our God desires that His people manifest who He is.
我们神乃是愿意他的百姓能够彰显神的本性。
To have all and have abundance.
就是不仅有而且有非常丰盛。
In Philippians chapter 1, Paul gave an example of this abundance, another example.
在腓立比书第一章那里保罗有讲到这个丰盛的另外一个例子。
In verse 9, Paul said this.
在第九节保罗这样说。
And this I pray that your love may abound.Still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
这里说到，我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
You know, when we read the Bible, we would gain knowledge.
当我们读圣经的时候，是的，我们得到知识。
And when we exercise that knowledge in life,
当我们把那些知识应用在我们生活里面的时候
When we experience this knowledge in life,
我们就在我们的生活里面经历这个知识。
And it becomes our discernment.
就成为我们的见识。
This is not something that we gain from the schools, from the societies, from the world that is around us.
像这样的一个见识，我们无法从我们周围的生活，从我们的学校和我们的环境里面得到。
And Paul said, "This I pray that you may have."
因为保罗在这里说的是他所祷告的。
That by having this love, abundance of love, it needs prayer because it's a spiritual matter.
就是说，不但我们有这样的多的爱心，但是我们还要祷告，因为这是属灵的。
Because if we try to love by any other way, we would not be able to have this love more and more.
因为如果我们爱是用其他方式来爱的话，我们不可能有更多的爱。
If it is not the life of Christ lived out from me, I cannot have love more and more.
若不是基督在我里面活着，我不可能有这样更多更多的爱。
Brothers and sisters, in the Gospel of Luke, the Lord Jesus had a teaching.
弟兄姐妹们，在路加福音，主耶稣基督曾这样教训人。
In Luke chapter 6, the Lord said this.
在路加福音第六章，主这样说。
Verse 27, But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you.
那里主耶稣说，你们当爱你的仇敌，善待那恶待你们的人。
28. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. 28-29.
路加福音第六章第28和29节。
咒诅你们的要为他们祝福。有人打你这边脸，把那边脸也给他打；有人夺你的外衣，就把里衣也给他。
也由他拿去。Okay.
Now in verse 30, give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back.
第几节？
三十节。
三十。三十节，凡求你的就给他；有人夺你的东西去，不用再要回来。
And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise.
你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
I heard Brother Christian Chan told a story in the past.
我曾经听过
陈锡珍弟兄
讲过一句话，
一个故事，
讲过一个故事。
And there was a missionary who went to Africa.
也有一个传教士到非洲去。
And he wanted to translate the Bible into the local language.
因为他那时候有这个心愿，要把圣经翻译成当地的语言。
And when he come to this particular verse,
当他来到刚才我们读过这一段经文，
that when somebody asks you for your things, do not hesitate, give it to them, and do not ask them back.
因为讲到说，当人向你求什么的时候，你就给他们，不要向他们要回。
When he was about to translate this particular verse,
当他要翻这段经文的时候，
he had a trouble in his heart.
他心里就有这样一个难处。
He came to the Lord.
他来到主面前。
And he said to the Lord,
他对主说，
Lord, I know these neighbors of mine.
我非常清楚这些我旁边的邻居。
I know these local people so well.
我非常认识他们。
That if they discover this verse,
就是说他们如果发现这段经文的时候，
Tonight my furnitures would be gone.
就在今晚我这些家具就会被他们搬走。
So he prayed to the Lord.
所以他向主祷告，
Lord, is it possible that I skip this verse?
主啊，我能不能这些经文跳过不翻？
The Lord did not permit him.
主没有答应他。
And then he came to the Lord again.
他又来到主那里。
Lord, is there a way that I can paraphrase this verse and not translate it word for word?
那我是不是可以找一个方法，只是把这段经文稍微用意思翻出来，而不是逐字翻译？
The Lord did not permit him.
主也不许。
And in the end, he submitted.
所以到了最后呢，他降服下来。
And when the local people had the knowledge of this Bible verse,
当那些当地人晓得这段经文的时候，
They experienced it.
他们就经历这段经文。
That night, our brother could not sleep.
因为在那天晚上，我们的弟兄无法睡觉。
Because he had no bed to sleep.
因为他的床已经被搬走了。
Neither does he have a chair to sit to sleep.
他的椅子也没办法，也没有了。
He had nothing.
他什么都没有。
And while he was in agony in the night,
当他在那晚上受痛苦的时候，
he heard some noise outside of his house.
他就听见在他的屋外有一些吵声。
And this local people came back.
那当地的人呢回来了。
And this chief told our brother.
那些人的领袖呢就告诉我们弟兄。
Here's all your things. We brought it back.
我们把这些你的东西都带回来了。
And while we had your things, we enjoyed it very much.
当我们有这些东西的时候，我们是非常享受的。
But after a while, we felt something awkward in our heart.
但是一阵时间之后，我们发现我们心里有些作难。
So we decided to bring everything back to you.
所以我们就决定把这些一切的物件都带回来给你。
Brothers and sisters, for this missionary brother,
弟兄姐妹们，对这个传教士而言，
when he had knowledge of this Bible verse,
当他有这一段圣经上的知识的时候，
when he tried to apply this Bible verse on this particular group of people,
当他要把这节经文应用在这一群人身上的时候，
He found it unbearably difficult.
他就发现这样去应用实在是非常的困难。
Perhaps with his friends back home, when everybody was wealthy, this verse would be very easy to exercise.
或许当他在他自己本家的时候，他的周遭人都是很有钱的话，他对这段经文就没有那么困难来应用在他们身上。
But he came to a circumstance where when he tried to exercise this Bible knowledge, he found it unbearably difficult.
但是他现在是处在这个情况下，他发现这段经文要来操练出来实在是非常困难。
Brothers and sisters, in the words of our sharing today, he found poverty in his spiritual life.
在我们今天的交通里，我们发现这个传教士就是他在灵里面发现他的空虚。
He had no strength to love as the Lord Jesus would him love.
他在他的身上并没有这个能力去要爱那主耶稣基督要他爱的人。
Brothers and sisters, is there a time in our life that when we try to apply a certain Bible verse to a particular circumstance?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是在我们的生活里面，当我们想到应用圣经上我们读到的一些经文应用在我们那些情况里面。
You know, we discover that to love this brother, no problem.
我们发现说爱这位弟兄没问题。
But when it comes to this person at this time, I couldn't do it.
但是当我们看见说我们要爱那个人，在那个时间爱那个人，我们却做不出来。
The knowledge is in me.
是的，我们有这样的知识。
Yet the experience I cannot find.
但是我们却没有这样的经历。
In this world, there is a phrase, to describe love.
在这个世界上有一句话描述着爱。
It's called, when two people meet and they love each other, okay?
这讲到说当两个人遇见着他们彼此相爱的时候，
they fall in love.
就是他们坠入爱河。
I thought what it means is this, okay? When you are walking on the street,
我对这句话的理解是说是这样子的，就是当我在街上行走的时候，
You're having a good time.
是的，你走得非常的高兴。
Suddenly there's a hole on the ground.
突然你发现地上有一个坑。
And you fell in.
你就栽到坑里面。
You can't help it.
你是不能自主的。
So when a man thinks of his girlfriend.
所以当人想到他的女朋友的时候，
Oh, the very thought of the girlfriend makes him smile.
所以他一想到他的女朋友，他就欢喜起来。
He can't help it.
他是控制不住。
And the very touch of her hand makes him just like so happy.
他一碰到人的手就非常的高兴。
He can't help it.
他是不由自主的。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们，
we do not fall in love with our enemies.
我们并不是说靠着我们的手而坠入爱河。
At least I don't. I do not think of the one who gave me a hard time and I smile.
至少我是不行的。如果有人是恶待我的话，我不可能就这样笑容对他。
And I pray to the Lord, Oh Lord, make that person speak more to me.
我也不可能向主祷告说，主啊，让那个恶待我的人向我说更多的话。
His voice is so fragrant.
我也不可能这样说，哦，他的声音非常甜美。
We do not fall in love in that circumstance.
因为在那样的光景底下，我们不可能有爱。
But how do we love more and more?
但是我们要怎么能够爱心上多而又多呢？
When I was doing my university, the last year we had to do a final project.
当我在读大学最后一年，我们要做一个计划的时候。
And this is the graduation project. It's very important.
这是我们毕业的要做一个计划，是非常非常重要的一个计划。
We worked as a team of four people.
我们是那团队有四个人。
As the time went on, we discovered that one member never showed up.
当我们在那计划有一段时间的时候，我们发现其中有一个人从来没有出现。
So the three of us did everything for him.
所以是我们三个人等于把所有的事情都为那个人做好了。
And in the end,When we have to meet with the instructor.
到学期末，当我们要和教师见面的时候，
The teacher asked every one of us to give an evaluation to every member of the team.
所以老师要我们把我们这队里面每一个人的我们做一个评估。
You know, there I was. With the power of my pen, I could have failed this guy.
在那里呢，我借着我这个笔，这个权力呢，我是可以让那个人这个学习当掉。
Because when the professor had also known that he never participated, the professor was very sympathetic to us.
事实上，那教授也知道那个人都没有参与，那教授也非常同情我们的情况。
And he said to us that it is within your right to give a fair evaluation.
所以教授就提醒我们说，是的，你们是可以很公平的把你们的对任何人的评估写下来。
So I took this paper home, I had to do it.
所以我拿了纸，我就要写下来。
And I struggled.
但是我却有点挣扎。
How do I, in this case, love this man?
所以在这样一个情况下，我要如何爱那个人呢？
How do I live the Christian life in this circumstance that the Lord has brought me into.
所以在这样一个情况，就是主把我带进了这个情况里面，我要怎样活出基督徒的生命呢？
That when we are faced with this particular person, how do we live out this Bible knowledge?
所以当我们面对这样一个特别这样一个人，我们要怎样把我们圣经上所学得的知识来活出来？
In the end, I refused to give him an evaluation.
所以到最末了，我觉得我就不想给他任何的评估。
I said, it's not my job to give this student a mark. It's your job.
所以我跟教授说，这不是我的责任来给这个人打个分数，而是你的责任。
You must do according to what you know.
你必须做照着你所知道的做。
Brothers and sisters, when I had the chance,To avenge.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我有机会来报复的时候
，When I had a chance to make him pay for what he did，
当我有机会叫他报应他自己所做的时候
，The Lord gave me a better way.
但是主却给我一个更好的方式。
That if I avenged for myself，
就是说，如果我是自己来报复的话
，What would I get？
我得到什么呢？
I would get a satisfaction of my anger, right?
那就是叫我的这个怒气可以得到满足而已。
But in this case,
但在这样一个情况下，
when I chose to live the Bible way,
但是我选择了要活出圣经所讲的方式，
when against my nature, I chose the way of the Lord,
当是违背我天然的这种感情的时候，我是跟随着主。
I gained something that I could never possibly gain through my own hands.
但是我却得着我本来不可能得着的。
I was able to experience the love of the Lord.
而我是可以经历到主的爱。
That how he loved me, an unworthy sinner.
那我想到说他是如何来爱我，爱我这样一个罪人。
That despite of my sinful past, the Lord forgave and loved a sinful man like me.
虽然因为我过去所犯的罪，但主赦免了我，并且爱我。
And that time, I experienced a little bit of the love of the Lord Jesus.
所以就在那个时候，我就稍微经历一点点主耶稣基督的爱。
Friends and sisters, and in closing, I draw your eyes to Philippians chapter 4. I forgot where it is. Verse 11. Chapter 4, verse 11.
我们再回到腓立比书第四章第十一节。
The Apostle Paul said, that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
因为保罗在这里说，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
Here Paul used this word, I have learned.
因为保罗在这里说是我已经学会了。
For me at least, I realized that the Apostle Paul, he had such revelation of the Lord Jesus.
因为对我而言，我本来想说是哦，保罗他是得到非常的启示了。
He wrote all these Bible verses.
他写了这么多圣经节。
It's for us to imitate the Apostle Paul.
少叫我们能够来效法我的保罗。
I did not thought that the Apostle Paul needed to learn things.
我那时候没有想到说保罗他自己他也需要学习。
But Paul here said, this, I did not know in the past.
但是保罗在这里很清楚告诉我们这件事他以前不知道的。
This, I did not have.
这件事是他以前没有的。
This, I had to learn in order to gain.
这是我必须要学才能学会的。
When we wish our circumstances change,
当我们想要说我们周遭的光景能够改变的时候
，In other words, we're wishing for the circumstance to learn.
那这句话换过来说，就是说，事实上你是想要说你周遭的环境能够学会。
If you wish, if we wish that our husband or wife to change,
所以我们若是盼望我们的丈夫或我们的妻子能够改变，
we are wishing that my husband or my wife learn their lesson.
所以我是在盼望说我的丈夫或是我的妻子他们能够学会。
If I wish that my employer treats me better,
所以我若是盼望我的老板能够对我好一点。
If I wish the society becomes better,
所以我若是盼望这个社会能够变得更好。
Then I would live a fullness of Christian life.
然后呢，我才能过一个很丰盛基督徒的生活。
Then what our wish is that not I myself learn, but somebody else learn.
那我们事实上就是说，不是我们自己要学，而是说其他人要学。
If that's how we pray and how we wish,
如果这是我们的祷告，是我们的盼望。
Friends and sisters, I'm afraid that we have missed this learning opportunity that the Lord has provided for us in our circumstances.
那弟兄姐妹，我恐怕，那我们就失去那一个主耶稣基督给我们安排这些情况里面可以学习的机会。
So, brothers and sisters, when we are brought to a place where we say,I have poverty in love. I have poverty in patience. I have poverty in strength.
所以当我们到一个光景发现我们的爱心不足，我们的能力不足的时候，
May we pray that I myself would learn in this lesson.
因为我们的祷告是我们自己能够在这样的情况里面学会。
That I will learn the example of my Lord Jesus.
我可以学习到我们主耶稣基督的例子。
That in the garden, when everything was against him,
在那花园里面，当凡事都与他反对的时候
，When he prayed, Father, not my will, but Your will be done.
那时候主耶稣基督祷告是不是照着我的意思，乃是照着你的意思。
When our Lord Jesus prayed, Father, don't change the circumstances, change me.
所以我们祷告说，父啊，不是要改变，不要改变这环境，而是要改变我们自己。
Don't let the soldiers change, change me.
不要叫那些兵丁改变，而是我来改变。
That in the book of Hebrews, the writer said, the Son of God, he learned in suffering.
然后在希伯来书那里讲到说，神的儿子因苦难学习了顺服。
Right. Brothers and sisters, that is the life that is in us.
弟兄姐妹们，那个生命是已经在你我里面了。
That is the example that is before us.
这是一个例子，是摆在我们眼前的。
Paul has said, in whatever circumstances I am in.
因为保罗这里讲到说是无论在什么情况底下。
Indeed, I have all and abound.
那我都有，而且有余。
Brothers and sisters, we say, you know, Christ is the excellence, he is the treasure.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们说基督是那荣美的，是最好的。
May that become a reality in our life.
愿这样的说法在我们的生命里面成为实际。
Let's have a time of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we are so great, we are so thankful that because we have tasted you and know that you are good.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，因为我们尝过了你，知道你是好的。
Lord, we know that the thought you have to us is a good thought.
主啊，我们知道你向着我们所怀的意念是美好的意念。
That the things that you have arranged for us is for a good purpose.
就是你为我们所安排的事情是为了我们的好处。
That the changes in our spiritual life is for a better goal.
好叫我们的生活里面的改变是为了更好的目标。
So that Lord, we pray that your fullness may live throughout us.
主啊，我们祷告你的丰富能够从我们生活里面显出来。
May this life of fullness becomes an evidence in your people.
愿这个丰盛的生命在你的百姓当中成为一个确据。
Lord, we must confess indeed that we are weak many times.
主啊，我们实在要向你承认，很多次我们都是软弱的。
That even though we know what's good, we cannot do it.
主啊，虽然我们知道什么是善事，但是我们却行不出来。
We pray for the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们祷告，愿圣灵能够帮助我们。
That we can follow the leading of the Spirit.
好叫我们能够跟随圣灵的指引。
So that it is Christ who will live from us.
好叫基督在我们里面能够活出来。
To you be the glory.
愿荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.我们感谢主接着我们弟兄分享这美好的信息。
We praise the Lord that through our brother he was able to give us a wonderful message.
我们也欢迎我们弟兄来到我们当中。
And we welcome our brother to be among us today.
如果今天还有其他弟兄姊妹朋友们第一次来到聚会当中的，我们也趁这个机会欢迎你一下。
And we would like to also welcome anyone who's here for the first time today.
在我右手边有第一次来的吗？
On my right hand side, is there anyone who's here for the first time?
好，请介绍一下。好，欢迎。
Welcome. Our friend here has been in Seattle for 4 years and from Shanghai, brought here today by her neighbors.
这边还有吗？
Anyone else on my right-hand side?
请站起来。
Please stand and introduce yourself.
嗯、Welcome.
Welcome. 好，这边还有吗？
Anyone else?
好， 那我们看到这是左手边这两区。
If not, we can move to my left hand side.
好，有一位，啊，请站起来。好的，欢迎你。
Welcome. You've been here for many years in Seattle, but during the pandemic moved to Shoreline, so she was brought here today by a sister.
Okay. 好，这边这两边还有吗？
Anyone else on my left-hand side?
好，那我们接下来有几件事情报告。
Following, we have some quick announcements.
我们要来的周二有仍然有祷告聚会。
And the coming Tuesday, we have our usual prayer meeting.
祷告聚会仍然是线上的方式。
And our prayer meeting is held virtually.
那要来周二的祷告聚会，中文组是用合并的方式。
And the Chinese groups for prayer meeting will be combined.
那就是第一组、第三组在一起。
And group one will be with group three.
第二和第四。
Group two and four together.
5, 7, 8, 三组在一起。
Group 5, 7, and 8 are all together.
第六组和第九组。
Group 6 and 9.
第十和十二。
10 and 12.
11和13.
11 and 13.
这是中文组的是合并举行。
These are the Chinese groups who will be combined, for the prayer groups.
那我们要来的周五有读经，仍然有读经聚会。
And our coming Friday, there will be our usual Bible study.
这读经聚会根据各种组的，有些是完全线上，有些是混合。
And some groups, depending on your groups, will be held in hybrid mode and some in virtually.
周六的东南区读经聚会是线上。
And the Saturday Southeast District Gospel meeting will be held virtually and online.
我们要来主日聚会是林环弟兄交通。
And next Sunday, our brother Juan Lin will be sharing.
玛丽弟兄翻译。
And brother Li Ma will be interpreting.
我们请弟兄姐妹继续为着主日聚会祷告。
And please continue to pray for the Sunday services.
主日聚会仍然是用混合模式。
And our Sunday meeting will be held in a hybrid format.
从波米聚会到诗歌信息聚会呢，都有都你可以来这边参加，或是在线上。
And from Singspiration to the message, it will be all online.
如果弟兄姐妹要来的话，请来之前呢注意自己身体的情况。
And if brothers and sisters are willing to attend in person, please monitor your health.
如果有任何不舒服的话，请你还是留在家里。
And if you have any symptoms, we ask that you please stay home.
好，我讲最后一件事情报告。
And lastly, to announce.
我们会所这个交通车呢已经可以发动，但是需要在高速公路上跑一段时间。
Our church vans can be started, but they need to be run for some time on high speeds.
如果你有这个负担哈，把这个车在高速上开一开的话，请你待会和我们洪良弟兄联络。
And if you have the burden to help serve in this,
不是，需要接送。对不起。
If you need transportation services, please find Brother Steve. Yeah.
Okay. 如果你需，我再重复一遍，如果需要接送，可以和我们洪良弟兄联络。
And let me repeat that again. If you need transportation services, we ask that you please contact Brother Steve. Yeah.
好，那我想我们今天的报告停在这里。
And this will conclude our announcements for today.